You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Mark Price, producing this evening, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Corinne Van Wyk, who's director of the East Lansing Arts Festival. Good evening, Corinne. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
Apparently, I'm stumbling around a little bit here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was surprised to read this is the 48th year of the East Lansing Arts Festival. I knew it had been around a long time. What an accomplishment.
It's really been such a long-standing tradition, and really the reason for that is the community involvement and support for the event for all these many years. They just really keep it going, and they come out for it every year and look forward to it every year.
Well, and it is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6 on Saturday, and Sunday 10 till 5. What is it about this one? I mean, this one gets national attention.
Well, the national attention that we receive probably generates directly from the artists themselves, because they do travel the nation doing art fairs, and these are some of the finest artists doing the art fair circuit in the country and in Canada. The festival is a juried fine art and fine craft festival, so we really are welcoming some of the best artists around, and they go back and just tell what a great experience they have here, and really that, again, goes back to the community coming out and purchasing art from these artists and interacting with them, and the artists go back and just, you know, spread the word and give us high rankings in the art festival world for just being a community that really welcomes and appreciates art.
Well, and of course, the Arts Festival covers, you know, every kind of art you can imagine: painting, ceramics, sculpture, glass, fibers, prints, jewelry, wood, metal, photography, and more. And I'm reading that from your website, which is extraordinary, by the way. It's a very helpful website.
Thank you. That's CISA Design does our website and has been doing a lot of pro bono design work, and just makes beautiful art for us every year, and they've been doing it for over 20 years.
Well, then I'm happy I accidentally gave them a shout-out, because it's a really great website with an awful lot of good information. So I'll encourage folks. All I did was Google East Lansing Arts Festival, and it popped right up for me. How many artists are going to be here this year?
We have just over 200, seven of whom are emerging artists, which means that we're giving them the opportunity to exhibit at an art festival for the first time and making it a little easier for them to take that first jump by giving them a space to do so without the cost involved of getting a tent and all that sort of thing.
I did love your quote, Corinne, in the newspaper article about the art festival, when you said, "I had to get a bigger tent." I mean, that has to do your heart good. There's so many talented people that you want to make sure the community sees that a bigger tent was involved.
Well, for the emerging artists, we really encourage that program, because it really does mean the future of art festivals. The more of the next generation of exhibiting artists that we can encourage to see art festivals as a way to make art accessible to the community and to interact with their patrons, the more, you know, the closer we get to that 50-year mark and beyond of having art festivals be a very viable way of making arts accessible to our communities.
And when you say, and we all have heard this phrase, but just for clarification, when you say it's a fully juried selection of artists, what does that mean?
What that means is we take a week-long period, and we have three full evenings in the middle of the week where we review every single artist application that comes in by category. We break it down into three categories, basically anything two-dimensional, and then three-dimensional is on another night, and mixed media is on another night. And we have community members who are artists, gallery owners, et cetera, who have experience within those categories come and judge that art. So we got about 500 applications this year, and each night, you know, they would look at, you know, 100 to 200 applications and view the work and score the work, and then the festival staff and board selection committee would go back and take a look at those scores, and then those highest scoring in each category, you know, within the amount of spaces we have for each category, are invited to attend. So it really is a competitive process.
The best of the best.
So we really are showing the best of the best, that's correct.
And a lot of great activities for children as well. Of course, it's a family-friendly event, but a lot of great activities as well. And you've made it easy to get there, too, with some buses coming back and forth and valets for your bike. I like that a lot.
Yes, we have CATA has been supporting this festival for many years, and they provide very discounted bus service for the public, 50 cents a round trip. You can't beat that. Can park for free on Hagedorn and Service Road to catch those shuttle buses, and they run every 10 minutes. So those are very, very convenient. And then, yes, this thanks to MSU Bikes and the Mid-Michigan Active Transportation Coalition, we've been able to provide free valet bike parking on site, and they do that as a sponsorship to the festival. They do take donations to help them out, but we are really happy to have those different options because it does get crowded, and these are just some ways to make it very convenient to get down there.
Well, it's an amazing weekend. I look forward to it every year, and clearly a lot of folks are join me there every year as well. It's important also to mention the sponsors, Ingham Regional Medical Center and Jackson National Life. Corinne, looking forward to it again. Now we're just going to cross our fingers for some great Michigan spring weather.
Well, we are all definitely ready for that.
Okay.
And I did put the order in early for the good weather, so I think we'll be good.
Perfect. I appreciate you joining me tonight to tell folks about us and remind them of coming up this weekend, the East Lansing Arts Festival. Thank you, Corinne.
Thanks for having me, Cheryl. I appreciate you getting the word out for us.
My pleasure. Corinne Van Wyk, who is director of the East Lansing Arts Festival, will be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.